Good morning. It is 10:15 a.m. We are here today, July 22, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagania, Guam, for the continuation of the status hearing of OPA PA 14-06 Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks and Hearing Officer Anthony R. Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodolyn Girardo and Joy Bulato. Will appellant Pacific Data Systems please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
This is Bill Mann, attorney for the appellant Pacific Data Systems, Inc.
John Day, Pacific Data Systems.
Will purchasing agency, General Services Agency, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Nishihira, Assistant Attorney General.
Barbara.
Joining us is Joseph Manabusan from Data Processing.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're here, this case is closely connected to OPA-PA-14-005, which we have just heard. It's the same motion to decline. We're here to basically have a hearing on the same motion to decline by the purchasing agency. But as we have argued in depth, many of the issues that are pertinent in this case in OPA-PA-14-005, I'm just going to allow the parties briefly to add any additional arguments that are unique or specific to OPA-PA-14-006. So, Mr. Nishihara, do you have anything additional to add outside of your briefs?
Okay. There's some factual disputes over stated with regarding whether or not the fire department had an outage or no service period. We're disputing that part. So, if it does go to hearing, that part, I guess, we'll take into evidence right at that point in time. But besides that, no, there are no additional arguments that we need to forward that we didn't make in the earlier case. I apologize if I was mixing up the two cases.
That's fine, Mr. Barrett. Thank you. Mr. Mann, are there any unique or specific arguments you want to make in opposition to their motion in this case?
I just mentioned that in 006, we make an argument that's applicable to both appeals, but the basis for it, it's more important in 006, and that's set out in the brief, and it relates to the fact that ZTA at one point in time filed a motion of contempt against both the government and PDS. And at that point in time, the evidence at the hearing, PDS believes, would show that there was a mutual agreement by PDS and GSA that, okay, we will not continue with the work on the purchase orders pending the resolution of the motion contempt, which was taken under advisement by Judge Chicola. 87 days later, she ruled against GTA, and PDS was free to proceed. The issue is that 87 days excusable delay? Must that be recognized as excusable delay when you've got a motion for contempt hanging over you for doing work? And of course, it would be PDS's position, not only that it was prudent for them not to continue with the work, given the risk of being held in contempt, but it was agreeable also to GSA. The GSA turns around and says, oh, no, that doesn't count.
Mr. Mann, that goes to the merits of your appeal in this case?
Because it's very important in our point of view to compare what's pending in court with what the appeal is. What are the issues? Is there any overlap? Because if there's an overlap, there's a problem. If there's no overlap, there's not a problem. That's our reading of it. And this one also shows why it's important to do that. What there is a factual dispute, because they say there is, regarding the fire department, but what if PDS is correct on that? Everything has been installed. It's just a completely improper termination of service. Their argument is that we're going to have to wait until all of the appeals in the Supreme Court are completed to resolve something that simple. And PDS, as a successful, the lowest and best bidder, will lose that part of the procurement for over a year from now because of of a cases that cannot affect the simple issue of whether or not that proper, that termination was proper. And look also at social, Department of Social Services, determination there. At the time, BDS had installed 686 out of 709 required telephone lines. And now they have to disconnect all of them. And they're going to lose all of that portion of their business. You know, why is this happening? Even if regarding social services, and we certainly don't agree with this, but even if GSA's position was correct, even if they had some technical right to make, why would they do it? Why? And that, I suspect, relates more to the public auditor's role, not as hearing procurement appeals, but why? Why would they do this? Why would they exercise the right to terminate so GTA can remain involved? I mean, what's going on here? And that's, we are deeply concerned as to why they would do that. We believe the evidence here in Michelle of the public, Department of Public Health and the Fire Department didn't want a change of vendors. This is all the doing of GSA. The evidence would also show that we had a letter on, what was it, June 2, got a notice on June 2 saying you have 10 days.
No, Mr. Hearing Officer.
10 days earlier.
Well, Mr. Bannon.
These issues don't overlap, is my point. And with no overlap, to deny PDS the right to go forward with this procurement starts raising the question. They're rigging a system, as far as I'm concerned. And why?
Hey, I'm going to object to that. I'm rigging the system. Really, because...
Mr. I gave you the opportunity to give you any additional. These are just arguments, okay?
Okay.
We're not evidentiary, okay? This is a legal point. I believe the gist of Mr. Mann's argument is he's just talking about what the issues in this appeal are. His argument is we should focus on whether or not the issues in the court cases overlap the issues in the appeal here. I'm going to allow him to just... briefly describe the issues without getting into the great detail.
Okay. I can describe them.
Okay.
They are important issues that need to be resolved as expeditiously as possible.
Just making it clear between the parties, aware that both parties have different versions of the facts. And, of course, that is what a formal hearing in this case would do if we go forward, is resolve those factual disputes. But we're not at that point yet. This is merely a legal argument. Okay, based on GSA's motion to decline. Okay, so please proceed, Mr. Mann.
I completed my argument.
Okay. Do you have anything in rebuttal, Mr. Mann?
Well, we highly object to the term used of rigging this because, first of all, even if we were not to prevail in this, PDS would still get the full 60 months of the contract. So it's not like we are going to give less than 60 months should we not prevail, not only on this motion, but on the merit of the hearing as well. So I really don't appreciate the term rigging the bid because far from it. So we may have a factual dispute, but to say the bid was rigged would be saying it was improper for us to award PDS in the first place, which certainly isn't what happened here.
Duly noted, Mr. Chair.
I have a question going back to Mr. Mann's comment where you said 6, because I did make note of that also, 686 lines out of 709. So just again to clarify, maybe more to Mr. Day, your infrastructure for all intents and purposes is in place.
Yes.
Okay, and right now, this one, I do remember it in the newspaper that public health lines were down. I do remember that. So I don't necessarily remember if fire was down, but I do remember public health were down. Okay. So, and that would have occurred during the transition when you were asked to terminate and then GTA had to come back.
Yes, and some of those lines are still down.
Okay. When under GTA?
Yes.
Okay. But the award went back for whatever reason because you had not fully installed And then because of the notice of default, you were told to stop, and whoever was the existing vendor now is rendering the service.
We were given a default notice, which we responded to. We were in the process of curing that default notice, and GSA terminated services prior to the default notice being effective. So we terminated services. We actually provided an extra day of service beyond the GSA termination date to allow a smoother transition. If we would have terminated services on the date the GSA specified, the fire department and public health would have completely been down. As it was, they had a partial outage for a couple days.
So, but right now, service is being provided by GTA?
Yes.
Okay. And in the event, or should GSA go out on emergency / small purchase, you would be in a position to respond to public health? Because you have most of your infrastructure in place?
Because of the size of the installation, it's not the kind of thing that we could do in 5 days. It's something we could do in maybe 10 to 14 days. That's not been the way the GSA has been procuring these services. They've been procuring them in such a way as only the incumbent can respond. So literally they're saying that there can be no outage, that there's no service interruption, that then the service must be without interruption. And because they're putting out these requests for quotes so late, that there's no period of time that allows for the implementation. There's no implementation period for any kind of a conversion. And we've said this to them before, that you know, from a regulation standpoint under the FCC, it requires us at least 3 days to move a number from one carrier to another carrier. Actually, it's 4 days, I believe. 4 working days. So to put out a request for quote that says it must be immediate basically is a recipe for no quote, not wanting any competitive quotes. And that's what they're getting. They're getting no competitive quotes.
So what I hear you saying, though, is that even though you have substantially most of your infrastructure in place at public health, you still would not be in a position to respond because of...
Not when the RFQ says immediate service required, immediate delivery. We would need at least 10 to 14 days in order to make a smooth transition. And a smooth transition is very important to the customer, too. Because that allows for the service to be migrated with the least amount of disruption. And what happened recently with this service termination, literally there was huge disruption. And there continues to be huge disruption at public health. As I said, several hundreds of numbers at public health are not functional today because of this poorly done termination and service transition without any plan whatsoever.
Okay, so we're going to take GSA's motion under advisement and issue a decision in writing on this as well. Okay. And that would be it. Thank you for coming today. Let's go off the record.
This concludes the status hearing of OPAPA 14-06 Pacific Data Systems versus General Services Agency. It is 10:30 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.